contract. This is valuable when it comes to recruiting. Miller has made a request that he not get a raise in the fifth year of his contract. He was getting $100,000 annual raises to his base pay since the 2011-2012 season, and that will not be the case in 2017. The average price of gas in Tucson is at $3.25 a gallon, down a penny from yesterday, but up a little more than a nickel from last month. Radar Vans out till 4 o'clock this afternoon, starting at 1:30 on Country Club between Prince and Allen Roads, and on Park Avenue between 22nd and Broadway. Those will relocate at 4:30 today. We'll be out at EG's till 1 o'clock this afternoon at Golf Links just east of Kolb. Stop by and spin the wheel of prizes. Also get yourself an EG's frozen drink and the EG's coupon card for $7, a savings of $72 over the next year. And now going into the Buckmaster Show on AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice.
Hello, everybody. I'm Bill Buckmaster. Welcome to the Buckmaster Show. On the day America honors the flag, it's Flag Day, June 14th, 2013. We are live on AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's intelligent voice. Hope you're having a great Flag Day and looking forward to a good weekend. Tomorrow's the official start of the monsoon, and right on cue, thankfully, there is actually a 10% chance of thunderstorms in our forecast, and that's the first time I have seen rain in the or even a possibility of rain in the forecast here in a long time. Our Friday Focus interview today with United States Representative Ron Barber. Mr. Barber is a Democrat representing Arizona's 2nd Congressional District. With me in studio to question the Congressman, Sarah Garrett Gasson, editorial writer and columnist for the Arizona Daily Star. And Dan Scheer is the editor of the Green Valley News and Sahorita Sun. If you have a question or comment for the Congressman, the Buckmaster Show live line is open for you at 790-2040. We also will entertain your questions or comments on our Facebook page. We have a growing presence on Facebook. If you want to find us, very easy, just my name, Bill Buckmaster. Let's welcome now Congressman Ron Barber. Congressman, how are you today? Congressman Barber, are you there? While we're waiting to get Congressman Barber on the line, I do want to welcome Dan Scheer. Haven't said hello to you, Dan. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Fresh off vacation.
And where did you go?
We went down south. First trip ever to North and South Carolina and Georgia. Gorgeous.
And Sarah, good to see you.
Thanks. Nice to be here.
Georgia, and did you have any thunderstorms?
Oh, a little bit of everything. You know, it's like traveling in the Midwest, you know, wait 10 minutes and the weather changes. It's terrific.
Yeah. Well, while we're waiting to get Congressman Barber, we have a very busy show for you scheduled today. Not only will we be talking with the Congressman, we will be talking on the Friday Reporters Roundtable about the legislature finally wrapping up.
Yes, yes. I was watching them on television. I think it was on, was that Wednesday night, and it was quite exciting, I have to say, given the kind of role reversals that the Republicans have experienced in this last stretch of the legislature. Is when it finally push came to shove, the governor got through the coalition of Democrats and some Republicans, got the legislature to approve the Medicaid expansion, which I think is a very good thing for the people of Arizona.
A lot of angry conservatives, though.
Right, and a lot of Republicans even calling themselves the minority on that one. They feel like they didn't, they were just railroaded, and it's interesting. But to me, there's one other thing, if we can quickly get into it, that came out of the legislature finally wrapping things up was House Bill 2305, which would trim the permanent voting list. Basically, if you did not vote in the previous election, you cannot get a mail-in ballot. I think the next time, and the Democrats felt like that this was targeting Hispanics and Democrat voters, and it went on through, though.
Yeah, I know that the Sam Worsinski, the former Secretary of State candidate with his Arizona advocacy group, had been very, very he'd been very upset about this.
He was, but this did have all the support of all the county recorders in the state, and this was something, again, that the Republicans said, we're sorry it's turned into a partisan issue, but it very well should have been played out as a partisan issue. And it's interesting that it went through, and we'll see who ends up losing on this one, but the Democrats are furious over this.
Okay, we're going to go now to Congressman Ron Barber. Congressman, how are you today?
I'm doing great, Bill. How are you?
Doing very well, and thank you for asking. I have with me Congressman Sarah Garrett Gasson is here from The Star, and Dan Scheer from the Green Valley News and Saharita Sun. My first question, Congressman, there are a lot of people worried at Tucson's largest private employer, Raytheon. They're worried that the sequestration is, well, that they don't see any end to it, and they're worried it will not be reversed. Is this going to be the new norm? Are we going to have to live with this, or what?
Well, it better not be the new norm. I've been opposed to sequestration from the day I got here. The first chance I had to vote against it, I did, and I will consistently try to find another way to deal with the deficit. We must deal with our national deficit, but this is not the way to do it. As far as the impact it's having in Arizona, you know, we've got defense contractors such as Raytheon, as you mentioned. I think Raytheon actually, because of its diversification, is going to do okay as long as we don't have another year of sequestration. If we get through the end of this fiscal year, I think they'll be able to survive. I'm more concerned, quite frankly, in the smaller companies, the small businesses that are downstream from companies like Raytheon that provide the supplies or the parts that Raytheon and other defense contractors need. Now, they're going to have a tougher time because they don't have the diversification of the size. But beyond that, you know, the problem that sequestration poses is enormous. It's across the board, imprudent cuts, not going into each budget looking for duplication or waste or ways we can trim or give priority to those things that are important. So for me, this is just the most irresponsible way to deal with the deficit. We need to find another way. We have impact. For example, on Border Patrol agents, on customs agents, on the civilians who work in Davis-Monthan and Fort Huachuca. They're going to be on furloughs, cutting their salaries, reducing their ability to get the job done, particularly when it comes to border security. Their families are suffering from loss of income, and the businesses that they visit and that they buy goods from are going to suffer as well. On many levels, this is just the worst thing that we could be doing to cut the deficit. There are many other ways, and I'm working on identifying those other ways and making sure my colleagues are looking at those instead of trying to continue the sequestration.
Sarah Garrett Gasson of The Star has a question for you, Congressman.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Congressman. I wanted to touch on something that's been obviously a big topic always, but especially of late, and that's immigration. With what's going on in the Senate and talking with your colleagues there, as someone from the Southern Arizona area with your experience previously and now your time in office, what are some of the impressions that you hear from people elsewhere in the country, you know, people who might be from very far from the border? Do they have a realistic view of what life is like along this stretch of the United States?
I'm afraid many of them don't, and that's part of my job, and I'm doing what I can to provide them with insights from my experience and the knowledge that I brought with me from Southern Arizona. I said one of the things I wanted to be when I came to Congress was to be the voice of Southern Arizona, and I certainly used the opportunity to talk a lot about border security, in particular the 13% of the Mexico-United States border that I have in my district, which is still the most porous area along the southwest border. We have about 47% of the pounds of drugs that are coming into the country seized here. I think we just slightly were surpassed by an area in Texas by a number of apprehensions of people. But still, we have a huge problem, and I want to make sure our my colleagues here in Congress know about it. I'm actually going to be bringing out a group of members. I sit on a group we call ourselves the Bipartisan Working Group. We are 10 Democrats and 10 Republicans who meet every couple of weeks trying to find common ground, and several of them at my invitation will be coming out to the border They've never been there before, and I think this is an opportunity to spread factual information, to give them information on the ground, to have them talk to people who live and work every day on the border. I'm looking forward to that. But that's a constant job, and that's why I want to be, and I still am, on the Homeland Security Committee, where I can speak to these issues with my colleagues in hearings such as we had this morning on DHS and its communication issues.
Here's Dan Scheer of the Green Valley News.
Good afternoon.
Hello, Dan.
Hey, it was good to see you Monday in Green Valley as we were talking about scams and fraud, and you know, a lot of the elderly are targeted by email or U.S. mail or phone, and it was a good meeting. You brought with you a Secret Service agent who said that scam money is being funneled to terrorist groups. Did this surprise you?
Well, first of all, I do want to answer your question. I will, Dan. I want to just thank you for what you're doing, have been doing, and the encouragement that you've given to our office to work with the scam issue. I know that the paper has received numerous inquiries that you've tried to keep the issue alive and in front of people in the Green Valley, and I commend you for that.
Thank you
for that. And you know, we had a great turnout. I think we ended up with about 250 people who
right.
came and heard people who had expertise, particularly the Secret Service agent who spoke about the possibility that some of the scam money might be going to people who are terrorists or terrorist organizations. I think it's certainly possible because we know that some of these scam artists, many of them, in fact, are from overseas. They are involved in every kind of criminal enterprise, and I wouldn't be surprised that some of them are involved in funneling money to terrorist organizations. That's one of many reasons we have to stop scams, because not only do they hurt the individuals who are scammed, and they hurt them in very serious ways, losing thousands of dollars in some cases, but we have to make sure that the money is not spent for criminal enterprises and certainly for terrorist activities. And the best way we can do that is by helping people stop the scams and by continuing to provide education information about how scammers work. It's been ramped up, unfortunately, due to the Internet and obviously other means of communication. So a lot of people are being victimized that never before were. We have new individuals and organizations. These are really transnational criminal organizations in many cases.
Right.
Preying on people. We just have to do everything we can to help our community. Hang up when they call, delete when they send you something.
Shred.
Email and shred.
Yep.
Exactly. The mantra that was given to us on Monday by the Pima County Sheriff's Auxiliary Leader.
Right.
Maybe we can get some quick comments from you. Benson City Councilman Chris Mancato via Facebook, our Facebook page, thanking you for asking the EPA to reconsider the mandate it was imposing on the Apache Generating Station in Cochise County. Do you think you'll be successful in getting them to change their minds?
Well, I think we're already seeing a lot of success in regard to this. You know, part of my job here in at home is, one, to listen to what's going on at home, and I come home every weekend so I can do that. And then, secondly, to take the voice of people in Southern Arizona to Washington, in this case, to try to get a federal agency to understand that one size doesn't fit all. And this is all too common a practice with federal agencies. They think they apply a whole idea here or there and the other places across the country, and it's all good. Well, in Arizona, as in every state, I'm sure, we have unique circumstances. I'm very pleased that the EPA has agreed to reopen the discussion around the Apache plant. It employs over 250 people. Those people would lose their jobs if the plant went out of business. It provides energy to 150,000 customers in southern Arizona, many of whom are really living sort of hand-to-mouth. They're not rich people by any means. Rate increases would be ruinous. So for me, it was about trying to find a win-win. And in fact, what we look like we're heading towards is a plan that's been put forth by the owners of the Apache plant that will actually not only meet but exceed the standards that were in the original decision from the EPA in terms of regional haze. We have to look out for our environment. It's one of the most precious things we have on the planet, and we have to make sure that we do everything we can to preserve it. By the same token, we have to figure out a way to make sure that it doesn't put people out of work or increase their rates. And I think we're going to have a win-win here. I'm really hopeful that we will.
Okay, they've got about just a few minutes to go because I know you have another appointment, but I do want to get a caller, a Vietnam vet, a Blue Water Navy Vietnam vet, who did not have time to go on the air. Actually, oh, he was not a vet. Oh, he had a question about H.R. 543, the Blue Water Navy Vietnam Veterans Act. Is there anything he wants to know that can be done to show support for this bill?
Could you just one more time say the number?
The question about H.R. 543.
543.
It's the Blue Water Navy Vietnam Vet Act. I'm not quite sure.
Blue Water Navy Vietnam Act.
Yeah.
Actually, I am a co-signer of that bill, as I am of many veterans' bills. I've come here with a very strong priority, and that is to make sure that the veterans in our country and those that I serve in the Congress are properly served when they return. You know, they've put their lives on the line, they've put on the uniform, and they deserve everything that we can do to make their reentry into society beneficial and appropriate for them. That includes taking care of their health care needs, includes trying to get them jobs when they come back. They don't have one, and it certainly includes making sure that the veterans from other previous conflicts are treated well. You know, we have a lot of Iraq and Afghanistan veterans coming back, and when we are through with these two wars, we will have perhaps 1 million veterans across the country from those two conflicts. And we have, obviously, thousands of veterans from Vietnam, less and less from the previous wars, but the Vietnam veterans were treated very badly when they came home.
And, yes, they
and
were.
We have to really do something about that in terms of how we treat them now and make sure that they get the services that they deserve. They represent, unfortunately, such a high percentage of the homeless population because we did not properly serve them. And I've determined we won't do that for the Iraq and Afghanistan vets. And whatever we can do to right the wrong that we did to the Vietnam vets, we must do. I'm on several veterans' bills. I will continue to look for ways in which we can help veterans. And whatever I can do to find bills that will be supportive, I'm going to find to sign on and be a part of the advocacy in the Congress for veterans.
Tom has been waiting patiently, and I know we're out of time, but I do want to take him, and he has a quick question. Go ahead, Tom.
Sure.
You're with Congressman Ron Barber.
Congressman Barber, in 3 years, Social Security disability money will run out. What is Congress going to do about that?
Well, my commitment is that we will find a way to increase or extend the solvency of that part of Social Security. You know, before I went to work for Congressman Giffords and before I became a member of Congress, I worked for 32 years with people with disabilities and their families. And I know how vital this particular funding is to their everyday life. I mean, some people just couldn't get along without it. We have to find a solution. I'm a strong advocate for people with disabilities here in Congress, having worked in the field for so long, and I want to make sure that we find a solution. You know, the whole issue of Social Security and, for that matter, Medicare solvency is something we have to take very seriously. There are ways that we can make those programs solvent longer than they presently are predicted to be. And this program, because of the urgency and the shorter timeline, must be given top priority. I'm supporting any measure we can find to make sure that we extend it. I'm confident that we will find a way to restore the funding to this because it's very close at hand. The end of the funding or solvency is close at hand. We have to pay attention to it as a top priority. We have a little more time on Social Security, generally speaking, and on Medicare, but not a lot. We have to make sure we do everything to get people back to work, which is one way to help support these systems in which people pay into through their contributions.
Okay.
So we're on it, and you can count on me to make sure we do something to get that done.
Just a quick follow-up on that Vietnam Blue Water. When is that going to the floor?
I can't tell you off the bat, Bill, when it's going to the floor. You know, the group that I'm a part of, the bipartisan working group, 10 Republicans and 10 Democrats who work together on issues, we're going to be promoting a cluster of veterans' bills as a group. We believe that this is and should be and is, by and large, a bipartisan issue. I'm hopeful that before we get too far into the remaining of this session, we will have a group of bills for veterans on the floor, and I hope this is one of them.
Congressman, thank you for spending a few minutes with us.
My pleasure.
Thanks a lot.
Hey, we're at this incredible event put on by who else but Arizona Party Rebel. Everybody who's anybody is here. Aren't you?
John Fina.
You're
Jim Levinsky.
I know that face.
Bruce Beach.
Hey there.
Billy Flower.
Great to see you.
Burt Williams.
I thought I just saw you.
Bob Schaff.
Thanks for coming.
Casey Polipchak.
You look familiar.
Dave Fitzsimmons.
Gosh, it's great to see
Chris
you.
Chris Edwards.
Hey, come on in.
Diana Cannon.
I didn't know you were coming.
Bill Hussey.
You're
Joseph Blair.
Hey, how you doing?
Bill Viner.
You know that face.
Mike Fader.
Aren't you?
Jeff Ronstadt.
Hey, this is Ken Flower. You can join the party too. Go to ArizonaPartyRental.net.
There are a million people in metropolitan Tucson, and they have a million stories to tell. That's why there is TucsonCitizen.com, the voice of Tucson. Nearly 100 citizen journalists and bloggers, including the Buckmaster Show, report the news and provide perspective, opinion, and information about everything from local politics to the Arizona Wildcats. Visit TucsonCitizen.com today to read what you can't find in traditional media or to contact us to add your voice to the voice of Tucson, TucsonCitizen.com.
Westin La Paloma, Tucson's iconic luxury resort and spa, is now better than ever with a $30 million rejuvenation that includes all guest rooms, public spaces, meeting rooms, upgraded golf and tennis, and new pool and lobby areas, plus enhanced dining. And the setting, well, it couldn't be better on 250 acres in the foothills of the Catalinas. Take a look at the rejuvenation at WestinLaPalomaResort.com.
Southern Arizona is home to one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicines. The Credible Meds website is visited each day by over 2,000 people from more than 60 countries. You too can learn how to personalize your medications and take control of your health care. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and join Bill Buckmaster each month as he and Dr. Ray Woosley, founder of Credible Meds, give you practical tips on how to get the most from your medications.
Are you a landlord by choice or by force? Experiencing a job transfer and don't know what to do with your current house? Want to move but can't sell your current house? Hello, my name is Ken Adams, co-owner of Rincon Ventures Property Management. Rincon Ventures has a fully automated accounting process, electronic payments, and 24-hour access to your accounts. With some of the lowest rates in Tucson, Rincon Ventures has grown rapidly in this down economy. Let us show you why. Give us a call at 881-2258 right now and experience the difference. Rincon Ventures, where service is a fact, not another empty promise. 881-2258.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soup, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our neighbors realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and build a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's PCC students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a smart, thriving Tucson and Pima County. Our region has not been immune to the unprecedented economic challenges of the past few years. During this time, PCC has prided itself on offering crucial programs and services at an extremely affordable price. We remain one of Arizona's best education bargains. With your ongoing support, we look forward to embarking on new directions and building new community connections that ensure the people of Pima County will prosper today and in the future. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show, 12:27, and we'll be coming up on our Friday Reporters Roundtable officially after the mid-break, but I do want to follow up a little bit with Dan Scheer of the Green Valley News and Sarita Sun and Sarah Garrett Gasson, editorial writer and columnist for the Arizona Daily Star here in studio. About Ron Barber and his political future, he will be facing – well, he'll be up every congressperson. United States representative runs for re-election every 2 years, and the way the cycle, election cycle is now, they're always running, right, Sarah?
They're always looking for raising
money, and they're always running.
Yeah, it's. I mean, at least in the Senate, you have, I don't know, like a year and a half before you have to start thinking about re-election for your six-year term. But in the House, it's constant.
It is absolutely constant, and Ron mentioned on veterans' bills, he's are and must be bipartisan, and I do believe that on a lot of things he has truly made an effort to be bipartisan, get beyond the stonewalling that goes on in Washington and make a difference. However, Martha McSally, who we all know about from the last election, is spending an awful lot of time down in my part of the state, down in Green Valley and Sahuarita. She was just at a Memorial Day event. She's doing a lot of public speaking. She's out there, and she's very interested. She could be a very formidable opponent for him.
What do you think the issues will be in that campaign? Too early to say. I mean, will any of these scandals in Washington that, scandal of the day, will any of that still be around, or probably not? Maybe immigration will be an issue.
Well, I think there's some things that you can always count on for.
Let's hear them.
I think immigration, Medicare, Social Security, education, jobs, the economy. I think those are things that are kind of the bedrock issues in any campaign, and then you'll get the blips like the different kind of situations of the day that come up and garner a lot of attention, often at the expense of things like immigration and the economy and Social Security and Medicare that really need serious attention.
I think things like the IRS and Benghazi and now as we look at national security and the government poking into our lives, I think that's going to crop up. The Republicans will certainly make sure that it does on a couple of those issues. So all of this won't go away. The question is, how long is the memory of voters? And that always is the question.
All right. We have lots to talk about on the Reporters Roundtable with the legislature wrapping up and many other issues to try to get to. But stick around. That's coming up on our Friday Reporters Roundtable.
SRN News. I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is opposing the U.S. decision to send arms to the Syrian rebels. He says there can be no certainty of chemical weapons use in Syria without an up-close, on-the-ground investigation. The White House, meanwhile, not saying exactly what type of weaponry will be sent to the rebels or when the weapons will go to Syria. A group of lawmakers wants the Veterans Affairs Department to offer credit monitoring to vets and dependents on its computer records. That's because of a data breach that could include personal information like Social Security numbers. Prosecutors in Poland say they'll look into a 94-year-old Minnesota man's connection to the Nazis and will assist the Justice Department if it tries to deport him. Wall Street, the Dow down about 82 points. More details at srnnews.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
The nonprofit Tucson Animal Rescue Organization, Tucson Wildlife Center, is in the midst of a capital campaign to build Arizona's first state-of-the-art hospital for wildlife. The facility will help staff and volunteers care for nearly 1,000 raptors and mammals it receives each year at its Far East Side facility. To donate online, go to TucsonWildlife.com. For more information about wildlife rescue, visit the website or call 290-WILD.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show, located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Hello?
Hey, honey. Just
packing and getting ready for my flight home.
Great! You didn't forget about Adam's soccer game, did you?
Hey, it's his last game of the season. I wouldn't miss it for the world.
But you land at 4. How can you be there by 5?
No problem. I'm flying into Tucson. I parked right by the terminal, and the soccer field is only 10 minutes from the airport.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Get back down to earth at the 2013 Silver City Clay Festival with workshops, tours, lectures, archaeological panel discussion, films, vendor fair, and 3 juried exhibitions with fun for the whole family. The festival kickoff event is a poker tournament fundraiser featuring genuine clay poker chips. Enjoy Clay Festival events July 27th to August 4th in Silver City, New Mexico, just 3 hours east of Tucson and 15 degrees cooler. More at clayfestival.com.
If you love antiques like I do, I strongly suggest a visit to Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American Western art. They also have a fantastic selection of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, Adobe House Antiques, 325-9439. That's 325-9439.
Hey, this is Terry Live coming to you from the EGs. I'm over here at 7235 East Golf Links, just east of Kolb. You know, the Tucson heat is on, and for 4 decades, Tucsonians have been chilling down with EGs frozen drinks. This month's featured flavor is Mango Tango. Delicious. And talk about a great deal. EG's offers a coupon card for only $7. You'll get $72 in coupons. So for only $7, you'll get $72 in coupons. And this year, EG's will donate to Youth on Their Own, which helps guide local homeless youth with financial, human needs, and guidance assistance through high school and beyond. And also, the P.O. Decimo Center, helping families with affordable child care, early education, and youth programs, and help for home ownership. So we'll be out here at EG's at Golf Links until 1 o'clock today. Come out and spin the prize wheel. And remember, you can get this coupon card this month at any of the 23 EG's locations. This is Terry Live at KVOI 1030, The Voice.
Okay, welcome back now to the Buckmaster Show, our Friday Reporters Roundtable featuring today Sarah Garrett Gasson, editorial writer and columnist for the Arizona Daily Star, and Dan Scheer, editor of the Green Valley News and Saharita Sun. So much to talk about, so little time, but we have to start with the fact that the adjournment did come 151 days into this session. It came late last night at the legislature. An $8.8 billion spending plan, and of course that includes the Medicaid expansion. Sarah, my prediction of going down to the wire at the end of the fiscal year, I'm pretty close.
Pretty close. I would say if the governor hadn't moved in
with the special session.
Yes, kind of cut into things with the special session, we would probably be doing this for another few weeks.
Something the folks at the Arizona Republic were calling an epic power play, with the governor really going around the GOP leadership to call that special session, and that seemed to really move things finally along.
It sure did. I think it became clear to the Republicans that they were going to be on the losing end of this, since several of their members voted with Democrats, and I think at some point the writing was on the wall, and they sure made a point of going over their opposition and being very upset that they felt they were being cut out of the process and weren't getting their way. And I was hearing from Democratic lawmakers while this was going on, just sort of like, well, the shoe's on the other foot now. This is how we feel all the time. So not that that makes it shouldn't be tit for tat, but I think it's a kind of a new paradigm, and it's going to be interesting to see leadership-wise how this falls out.
And it's interesting that the Democrats feel that they're blocked out of the entire budget process, and then on this one issue, now the Republicans, again, as you said, Sarah, that they're feeling the pain here. And yes, this is going to cost a lot of money, but the fact is, it's through. Let's see what happens. I know Frank Antonori, former state senator, is not done with it, and hopefully we can get an update pretty quick here on what his plan is to actually challenge this.
Supposedly, Frank, according to the story in The Star, is meeting with his attorney today to figure out how he will proceed with the referendum on key portions of the Medicaid law. And their hope is, Frank's hope is, that they'll gather enough 86,000 plus signatures before September the 12th to stall enactment of the Medicaid expansion until it goes to the ballot next year. So that's going to be very interesting to see how that plays out. Another thing to keep in mind will be, will there be retribution to the state representatives and senators, the Republicans who voted with the Democrats? And David Safir, our friend at Blog for Arizona, was writing today that before the final roll call came down in the Senate, some of the Republicans who had voted with the Democrats for the final vote did go back and change their vote, of course, thinking ahead to the elections coming up. And locally, Ethan Orr, state representative, did vote with the Democrats on the Medicaid expansion. So it'll be interesting to see if Ethan will be targeted by the conservatives.
And this is interesting because when election time rolls around, they're going to say one thing, but we need to go back to the newspaper clips and see what everybody was saying at this particular time. Because you say, will there be retribution? Well, of course there will be. It could be in committee assignments. It could be in what parties you're invited to or not or whatever, because the state legislature by nature is very petty. And so there will be retribution here. At the end of the day, though, does the state's work get done? I think in this case it did, whether you agree with it or not. It's done. Let's move forward. We'll see what happens with Frank's challenge, and I think we have bigger issues here to tackle.
Well, go ahead, Sarah.
Oh, well, I wrote a piece, an editorial for Wednesday, just kind of pointing out I really get frustrated when legislators only think about their own reelection. You're elected to a term. You're not elected to try to keep getting reelected. So when it comes down to it, I commend the lawmakers, Ethan Orr and the others, who sat and looked and decided to put what was right for Arizona above their own personal political futures. And I hope that the common sense folks in his district and in the districts across the state of Republicans who stood up and did the right thing keep that in mind and turn out in the primaries.
Sarah Garrett Gasson is with us from the Arizona Daily Star, and Dan Scheer of the Green Valley News and Sahorita Sun. If we have time, we'll come back to this, but I do want to move on. There's a couple of other issues I definitely want to get to. One of them was Sarah. You're welcome, Dan, to join in as well, but this mainly affects Tucson and our state's second biggest school district in the state, TUSD. One finalist, a gentleman by the name of H.T. Sanchez, for superintendent of TUSD. I, for one, Sarah, was shocked. I thought there would definitely be more than one finalist involved in this superintendent job for TUSD, and two of the board members, I think, echo what I was saying, and they voted against just having one candidate.
Right. I think in a district like the Tucson Unified School District, which got a surprising, like, dozens of applicants from inside the district, outside the district, mm-hmm. for the superintendent's job, which frankly kind of surprised me, because if you've been paying attention to the district, why would you apply? That's one way of looking at it. But I think they did themselves a disservice by saying, here is our lone finalist, because that just has the sense that it's preordained. Mm-hmm. One thing that I did find interesting was that Mr. Sanchez was talking openly about kind of he's interviewing Tucson and the people of TUSD as well. I mean, he's kind of on a fact-finding mission to see if he thinks this is a good fit for him and his family. So I don't think they did themselves any favors by just saying, here's the guy, take it or leave it, because people kind of – when you talk to candidates for election – I think you find out more about each of them mm-hmm. when they're compared to peers and to other choices. So no matter what TUSD does, people are going to be upset. I mean, it just sort of comes down to that. But I don't think they help themselves by just going with one.
Mr. Sanchez is from Odessa, Texas. Ector School, Ector is his particular district down there. But anyway, I know that Dr. Mark Stegeman, one of the two board members against, who voted against just having one candidate, has confirmed he will. We'll hear from him next Friday on the Buckmaster Show about all of this. I do want to bring in Dan about Rosemont. There's been a lot of talk, the Rosemont people talking up the fact that the proposed Rosemont copper mine, this is all going to be settled by the end of the year, and the opponents say, hey, are you kidding?
Right, and everybody's waiting for the final environmental impact statement, which we now believe is going to come in the third quarter of the year. We talked to Rosemont last week, actually this week, and they say they believe that they will start construction by the end of the year. They think it's a go. The Forest Service has had the EIS since May 20th. The opponents, I think, I don't know if they would admit it, but the opponents of Rosemont, which is basically Save the Scenic Santa Rita's, I bet they would probably say that, yeah, this is going to go in Rosemont's favor. However, it's not over. It's probably going to get tied up in the courts. It could be a couple of years. Rosemont certainly isn't saying that, but the opponents there, what they want to do is they want to tap out the investors. The investors are the ones who are paying for all of these studies that help Rosemont get the permit. And they want to use this decision, if it goes in Rosemont's favor, to get more money from their backers to continue the fight, because they definitely would not say it's over if this goes in Rosemont's favor.
So things are going to be tied.
Oh, absolutely.
Most likely this is going to be tied up for a long time, Sarah.
Absolutely.
Oh, absolutely.
Tucson has a new slogan for promoting our area, for the old Pueblo. And, well, first of all, Visit Tucson is the new name. Well, that had not been really news, but that, because that's been around for a couple of months, but the new name for the Metropolitan Tucson Convention and Visitors Bureau. But the new branding will be, the ads will show, you know, Visit Tucson, and it will put out there.
Yeah. I don't know if that means
we're kind of different, is what I think they're trying to. Really,
I think it's open to interpretation. I think it's, yeah, they're really out there, could be good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're really out there, could be not so good. It's nebulous enough that I think you can read anything into it, but it doesn't really make me want to go visit.
Oh, Rose, our producer, fine producer, just pointed out to me that it's the slogan, the main slogan will be free yourself.
From the chains of your everyday existence.
But out there, Rose, will be one of the little bit of the little sub-slogans. But free yourself, I guess, would be the main slogan.
Yeah, free yourself doesn't.
And these are reference to the prisons, but I'm not sure.
Yeah,
I'm not sure.
Anyway, we're going to hear a lot more about this. We'll be talking about this with the tourism people, I'm sure. But I want to talk now about the Arizona Daily Star, the comments. This is really, Sarah, you and your colleagues have really touched a nerve here on changing how people can comment on a story at the Arizona Daily Star.
Yes, starting Tuesday, the Star Arizona Daily Star's comments on stories. Most stories, people can post comments, and right now it's pretty much anonymous. You don't have to use your real name. As of Tuesday, you'll have to sign in through Facebook, which means it will use your name and it won't be anonymous anymore. The Star has allowed comments one way or the other for the past, I think, 18 years. We were one of the leaders in that. And as the years have gone on, people have really noticed – I mean, I hear just personally from people saying, like, the atmosphere online with the anonymous comments is really nasty. And
toxic.
It turns them away. And so other newspapers have gone the Facebook route where you can't be anonymous anymore. And the hope is that – if people are talking more thoughtfully with their identities known. And also STAR folks will be in there, you know, kind of listening, interacting with readers and having a conversation. So I'm looking forward to see how it turns
out. So you'll need a Facebook account if you comment. And then the comment you post for the STAR would also go presumably on that individual's Facebook page, right?
You can click it. So, yes, it shows up on your Facebook page, or no, it doesn't. Oh. That's your choice. There's a lot of different choices in how what you say on the bottom of the stories will or won't end up with your Facebook page.
And there is something that will be lost here. There are going to be some tips that maybe somebody who's an insider on a story wants to drop anonymously online. There is going to be something lost here. But in the end, I think it's going to be a positive thing. And I say that very tentatively. I think it's going to get rid of a lot of spam, which is one of the things that they're trying to combat. And also, the conversations are designed to push the story forward, to develop the story, to get to get people talking about it. But when you get the vitriol sometimes that you do, and I come from the Arizona Republic where they recently moved to a Facebook-based system also, it's just really distracting. So we'll see what happens. There's part of me that really just doesn't like it because I think a letter to the editor is a very different thing than a comment on a story. But I do think that we've been pushed into a corner. Now, where we are in Green Valley, we don't get nearly as many comments. Therefore, I vet every one of them, and I can tell you one in seven gets the axe. It never sees the light of day because it's either just really nasty or it's inaccurate. So, and that's our criteria. Basically, it's the same criteria as you have for, you know, a letter to the editor. Just make sure that everything is accurate and that you're treating people well.
But it really started, as you say, many years ago as kind of a way to interact with the viewer, or, in your case, the with the reader.
Right. And that ideally the way that it was conceived was, you know, it's kind of an extension of the public square. People will come forward, you know, offer ideas, comments, exchange thoughts, and that it would be a very productive dialogue and something that would help the community. But unfortunately, in some cases, and this is not just at the STAR, it's happened across the country, that the tone of things has gotten extremely, extremely not just negative, but downright mean. Like there was a post on my column from yesterday that was just flat out racist. It was just, there was no question whatsoever. And so I would like to think that if you have to put your name on that, that's not going to show up. But who knows? It'll be interesting to see.
Okay, we're going to wrap it up right here. Lots to talk about. Hopefully we covered a little bit of the big week's news here. Dan Scheer, thank you very much from Green Valley. And Sarah, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you.
All right, Weekend Watch with Matt Russell. That's next.
Hey, we're at this incredible event put on by who else but Arizona Party Road. Everybody who's anybody is here. Aren't you?
John Fina.
You're
Jim Levinsky.
I know that face.
Bruce Beach.
Hey there.
Billy Flower.
Great to see you.
Burt Williams.
I thought I just saw you.
Bob Schaff.
Thanks for coming.
Casey Polipchak.
You look familiar.
Dave Fitzsimmons.
Gosh, it's great to see
Chris
you.
Chris Edwards.
Hey, come on in.
Diana Cannon.
I didn't know you were coming.
Bill Hussey.
You're
Joseph Blair.
Hey, how you doing?
Bill Viner.
You know that face.
Mike Fader.
Aren't you?
Jeff Ronstadt.
Hey, this is Ken Flower. You can join the party too. Go to ArizonaPartyRental.net.
Hi, this is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. You know the benefits of soft water, right? Softer laundry, softer skin, hair, and spot-free glasses. And once you have soft water, you can't live without it. But did you know a Culligan high-efficiency water softener saves up to 46% on water, salt, and energy compared to a time clock water softener? Now that's efficient. A Culligan high-efficiency water softener really is the world's most efficient water softener. So put it to work in your home and start saving today. It virtually ends hard water spotting throughout your entire home, from your glasses to the shower doors. In fact, it makes all your high-efficiency appliances work better and last longer too, like your dishwasher and washing machine, even your water heater. A Culligan high-efficiency water softener delivers real soft water and real savings. Call Culligan Water at 792-9700. 792-9700. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cañada Drive at West River or online at vscott.com. That's VSCOT.com.
Come in, sit down. You must be Megan and Mark. I'm Sharon, your wedding planner.
Hello.
Hi. So, are you planning a large wedding?
150 guests.
Okay, then. Fairly large. Let me just get online and we can look at some venues.
Wow. Is that dial-up?
You bet. Oh, they keep trying to sell me fast internet, but come on, faster internet. I need that like I need a color monitor. Oh, now, I assume you'll be videotaping your ceremony? Oh, just ignore that. The machine will pick it up.
Your technology says a lot about your business. Cox Business Internet Professional offers speeds 10 times faster than basic DSL. Cox Business also gives you local support 24/7, free online backup and security. Bundle business internet starter and phone for only $95 per month. Switch to Cox Business today and make your business our business. Visit coxbusiness.com. Offer valid until July 1st, 2013. Prices exclude taxes and other fees and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Speed comparison based on maximum download speed of Cox Business Internet Professional 15 megabits per second versus basic DSL 1.5 megabits per second. Other restrictions apply.
Vero Amore restaurants are known as the place for authentic wood-fired Neapolitan pizzas, plus delicious pastas, panini, salads, and more. Every flavorful dish is homemade using the finest and freshest local and imported ingredients available. Vero Amore has two locations open daily, Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events.
It's Weekend Watch with Matt Russell, brought to you by Silver City, Grant County, New Mexico. Silver City, the home of the upcoming Clay Festival. If you love pottery, July 27th to August 4th in Silver City, New Mexico, just 3 hours east of Tucson and 15 degrees cooler. That's what really screams. Let's take a trip to Silver City. Lots of wonderful places to stay, including the Bear Paw Ranch, Buckhorn RV Park, Axel Canyon Preserve. And you can find out more at their fine website, southwestnewmexico.org. Weekend Watch now with Matt Russell. Matt is award-winning Tucson publicist and Inside Tucson Business Food and Beverage, emphasis on beverage, columnist for the Inside Tucson Business. He's already had his first swim of the day, wore his swimming suit to Russell Public Communication. Now he's on his way back to the pool.
It's a Father's Day weekend. I'm in celebration mode, Bill Buckmaster.
You are indeed. What are you going to do at Basil's?
Well, you know, we love happy hour at Basil's, Bill. It's a perfect kickoff to Father's Day weekend because it's one of the best places in town to get a classic retro cocktail. We're talking authentic gimlets and old fashions and martinis so good, Bill, that you'd swear you're on the set of Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. This old school lounge is just the right setting for dad today. So channel your inner John Draper and take him over to Basil's for some great cocktails.
And for folks who don't know about Basil's, all of us foothillers do. It is up at Swan and Sunrise area.
Exactly, right on the corner.
Oh, within walking distance, I should say, of Russell Public Communication.
What a coincidence, what a convenience.
The Lodge on the Desert, really churning out some wonderful meals. They have, the Iron Man Chef of the Year Award over there?
Exactly. Lodge on the Desert, under the leadership of Chef Ryan Clark, who's a two-time Iron Chef Tucson, he's going to be pulling out all the stops on Sunday for a great Father's Day barbecue. He's going to be serving up world-famous Mac Daddy ribs, complete with grilled corn and potato salad with a beautiful array of local craft beers. Ryan Clark has got you covered if you love a great barbecue on Father's Day. Be a finger-licking good time at the Lodge on the Desert on Sunday.
Yeah, Lodge on the Desert on Alvernon, a great place to go really anytime, breakfast, lunch, or dinner. And one of my favorites, Noble Hops, one of the Tucson originals.
Yeah, as you know, Bill, members of the Tucson Originals, they're going to be featuring all kinds of great specials all summer long. And our good friends from the Originals are the Noble Hops, as you said, one of our favorite places. Their $20.13 special all summer is a beautiful hamburger or a veggie burger, if you're so inclined, an ice-cold draft beer, and a delicious dessert. And, Bill, that's only $20.13. It's happening this weekend and all summer long at Noble Hops. You and I just love this place.
We do love it. Of course, Noble Hops and Vero Amore have been with us since the beginning on the Buckmaster Show, and we're now into our, well, 2.5 years plus, and we always thank them for their support. They do a great job. Having any withdrawal, my friend, from your week over in Maui?
Well, it's funny you mention that. I'm actually at the Viscount Suites right now, and I just finished up a lunch of a wonderful teriyaki chicken with some pineapple rice, and I think I've got the bartender looking for a recipe for Mai Tais, stirring up all kinds of fun island style here at the Viscount today. What a coincidence.
Well, you had such a great trip. Matt Russell, thank you very much. Have yourself a wonderful, happy Father's Day to you, Matt.
Thank you, sir. Cheers.
And Buckmaster Show thanking our friends at Culligan Water. The bottled water on the Buckmaster Show is supplied by Culligan Water. All of our in-studio guests are provided with a very tasty bottle of Culligan. Better water, pure and simple. Culligan, for all your residential and commercial needs. Coming up this afternoon, it's the John C. Scott Show. John does 2 hours here on AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice. John's show is on from 3 to 5 in the afternoon. Of course, Michael Medved comes up next after the Buckmaster Show. Then Monday morning, it will be Wake Up Tucson with Chris and Joe from 6 to 8. Tomorrow morning at 7, Expert Talk begins with Phil Cedar talking about all that's been going on in your garden. And, of course, we'll be back with you Monday. We'll have the political face-off. And our newsmaker interview, Tom Horn, the Arizona Attorney General, will spend a full half hour with us. And if you'd like to call in, 790-2040, Tom would be very happy to entertain your questions and comments. The Buckmaster Show is a production of Bill Buckmaster Communications, LLC. On behalf of the team, my lovely and talented producer, Rosemary Brandt, thank you, Rose. And our newest team member, Broadcast Sales Representative Bob Richardson, I am Bill Buckmaster, wishing you a wonderful and a safe weekend.
Intelligent Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at KVOI.com.